This is like spring.
Got my flip-flops on.
Man, 18. Sweet.
I wish they do school closings for inclement weather. I wish they did stay-at-home for idiot weather, because it took me about 45 minutes to get from my house to 32 and 53.
Huh, I wouldn't imagine you'd have a lot of trouble on that route. A lot of traffic, I'm guessing it's all on 53 where the problems were, eh?
Yeah, I mean, it sucks because if there's one person that doesn't want to move, the entire highway is going that speed. So I didn't break 30 from Dryden Road to 32 Mile Road.
Yeah, that's crazy. How are the roads, though? They seem kind of wet. It's well below freezing, so I guess the potential is there for some bad spots. I haven't noticed any yet. I'm only about a mile and a half from home.
They're not great, but if you've lived in Michigan for any period of time, it's nothing new. Not, not undrivable.
Yeah, great. I got one of your crawlers in front of me. Good grief. Splinter's 50 here. Got these people doing 30. I've tested the road, the brakes. I don't see any reason for it. Like right now, I'm jamming my brakes under it. It's not breaking loose at all. I don't get it.
If you're that worried about it, I don't know why you wouldn't just stay home. You know, like if it's truly you feel the roads are that bad that you got to drive that slow, just stay home.
Yep, no, that's true. You're gonna, you feel that your life's in that much jeopardy that you gotta drive like that, and stay home, little, you little fella, you know, shouldn't risk it.
So what was that interference yesterday when we were all talking?
That was coming in from the Mayville repeater on Central Michigan. So I disconnected. I never remembered to connect back up, so we've been disconnected from Central Michigan since then. Oops, I forgot. I'll have to connect back up when I get stationary.
That was weird. I've never heard that.
Yeah, I'm not 100% sure what that was. It sounded like discriminator audio, unsquelched discriminator audio. But why it was keying that repeater up and blasting out over the whole network is I'm not sure how they got things configured or interfaced there. I think that's one of Paul's machines. I'll connect back up today, and we still hear it. I'll get a hold of Paul and ask him what's what. Maybe Fred will just disconnect that one if it's troublesome instead of us connecting. Well, I'm sure he wants to. Well, you wouldn't want that over their whole system.
Just the two repeaters that I flipped through, Warren, Romeo, UMP, and Richmond, they were all doing the same thing. So, yeah, I mean, those are just the ones that I can hear right now, and I know the network's a lot bigger than that.
Well, I got it all queued up, but I don't know the node number offhand, and I don't have any easy way to get to it, so without pulling over and cracking out my glasses and all that stuff, so it'll remain disconnected till at least I get to the shop, and now I'm up here couple of miles north up near 16 Mile Road, and the roads look a little compromised. I still detect any trickiness underfoot, but they don't look as good as they did a couple miles back, so I'll keep my eyes peeled.
Further east you get on Hall, the worse they get. I just crossed over Romeo Plank, and it looks like they didn't even plow these roads.
I think I'll run 16 miles today. That's usually well-groomed. Yeah, ABS kicked in a little bit there. And I broke loose a little bit going around the corner, so okay. Yeah. Michigan driving enabled. I just hit the button on my dash.
Which button's that? The no traction control button?
No, just enable Michigan mode.
K8, are you H?
Good morning.
Are the roads that bad? I'm just moving a little late today. Didn't even realize it snowed. Morning, Anthony. But Sean, I'm looking up that node for you.
Okay. Well, I would characterize it this way. The roads are fine, but there are places where you need to, you know, remember where we live. I got up here, I was down near home. It was fine. I didn't detect anything at all. Now I'm up here at 16 mile near Mound, and the roads are pretty sloppy, and my ABS kicked in a little bit coming up on a turn, in which I slipped to the spots. So I would just put on your Michigan mode and take it, you know. Just be aware. Nothing terrible. And down where you are, you may or may not encounter anything, because it seems like it's up about 16 mile where I started to notice it.
All right, cool. Yeah, I'm looking at my GPS. It's saying it's going to take me about 20 minutes longer than normal. So it's going to be a fun ride in. I don't know if I should take 8 mile or if I should take the expressway. We'll see. It'll be a game time decision.
Sean, is it 620, 720 for the Mount Clemens machine that you want to link into?
No, they I want to connect up to their MI-1 hub or whatever the heck they call their UHF network. It used to be 2075, but he's got an external raw number now. I forget. It is 62 something. I don't know what, but let me take a look here if I get a sec.
It is 620721 for MI1 UHF.
62721.
Roger. Hey, Dakota, I picked up I can't remember what it's called, but the SMA connector for the T-Deck, so I can get an external antenna. I got one in yesterday. Maybe tomorrow or Saturday we'll try to install it.
That thing's frustrating to use, man. It is so hard to type on. I've got that 17 centimeter, the same one you got, the MoosiWorks one. It just sits in the drawer, though. It doesn't really get used. I pretty much exclusively take the Echo around.
Yeah, the more that I play with that T-Deck, the more I don't like it. It is very clunky and not real easy to scroll through who you're messaging. I found myself messaging the wrong channel multiple times. So, I don't know. I got to imagine that somebody's working on a good UI for that thing.
and one day something's going to get released and it'll be awesome. So we'll see what happens. It's a fun toy.
Sean, we are linked again.
Yeah, with the problems yesterday, I disconnected it, so I just had to reconnect it here this morning. I forgot all about it, so yes, you're correct.
I don't know if I've got snow or ice build up on my antenna, but could not hear Warren very well from my office, which is, I don't recall that.
Well, I'm running it right now, and we'll see. I'm not terribly far, but I will keep note of that. I didn't notice anything. Anthony?
Sean, did you figure out what that was yesterday? That was pretty obnoxious.
All I know is it was coming in on the Mayville repeater. That's all I know. And I don't know how long it continued after I disconnected and whether they took action or did anything. So we'll see. I disconnected back up, so we'll see if it happens again. If it does, I'll get a hold of Fred or Paul or whatever, just to let them know.
All right, gentlemen, I'm here. I got to get inside and get going. Thursday is the day after updates, so I've got a lot of crap I got to go deal with. So I'll catch you all later. I think today's a normal day, though, so maybe not. If not, talk to you tomorrow. NADVF, have a good day.
Have a good one, Dakota.
Yep. Have a good one. If these roads get worse, stay safe. Stay out of the way of the idiots. Later.
Sean, do you know, is it supposed to snow tonight or tomorrow? I didn't even know it was supposed to snow today or overnight. I was shocked when I got up and my car was covered.
You know, I'm the worst at that. I don't ever watch the weather. I don't ever pay attention to the weather. If I know anything about the weather, it's because I happen to overhear it or I happen to have a channel on where it came on, but that's pretty rare. So I'm like you, I walk out and I said, oh, look, it snowed. My wife is like, you know, oh, be careful driving to work, be careful driving to work. So she apparently knew something I didn't know. But, I'm like you. This immediate situation is about as far as I know.
All right, cool. Yeah, I just, tomorrow at some point I got to drive to Ann Arbor. I don't want to mess around. I'll cancel what I have to do if it's supposed to be crummy weather because I don't need to go, but it should go.
I remember one time I had to be in Lansing. It was pretty important. And we had a storm. This is 3 years ago. I don't know. The roads were absolutely the worst I'd ever seen them. And it wasn't important about deep snow, but this icy rut everywhere. And it was just a white knuckle drive all the way to Ann Arbor, all the way home. I should have never went, but that was exceptionally bad. So if you don't have to, then it gets really bad. But right now, I'm going to guess that the freeway is pretty clear. I'm on 16 mile road now, right now, and there's coating all over it. You know, there's still two tracks in all the lanes, but it doesn't feel horrible or look really bad. I would say there's spots, you know, just like I'm going over to Clinton River right now, over here by Moravian, and it looks kind of dicey, but. But it's not. I just checked. So it looks, I think, I don't know. I just would be careful. I don't think it's that bad.
Yeah, I just got on 696 from 94, and 94 south of, oh, man, there is a ton of traffic on 696.
the roads are not cleared at all. You're driving in ruts, essentially, south of 10 Mile. And then it started to clear up as you got to the interchange. And now it's just people going slow. I don't know. Maybe there's an accident up here. I don't know. But it looks like the roads are just covered with a little bit of slush. And it looks like water's coming off people's tires. So it's not ice. People are just going slow.
Yeah, most people understand how to deal with this, but you always get that, you know, you get that group of people that are going way too fast for conditions, way too recklessly for conditions, and you get that the bigger group of people that are like way over reacting, and you know, it's the extremes. Isn't it always the extremes, whether it's politics, driving, whatever? But it's not too bad here. People are a little tentative, which I get. Moving pretty good here over on 16 Mile, at least. Roads are, like you said, they're... this must have come down pretty recently, because, you know, clearly the plows and the salt trucks have not had time to get out and get cover this.
Yeah, I feel like I looked, I don't know, around 5 a.m., and I didn't see this much snow.
All right, I had a congested traffic situation, so I had to pay attention and keep both hands on the wheel. That's probably the biggest thing I'm worried about, is that traffic's a little bit more congested, so if anybody does something stupid, there's no room for error. I hate that. I try to get out in a little pocket on my own, but everybody's like congealed up.
Yeah, I just passed. Part of my problem is there was one person in the second to left lane driving with their four ways on, probably going about 20 miles an hour slower than everybody else.
There you go. That's one of those people. It's, why aren't they all the way over in the right lane? I don't get it. I'll bet you there's nothing wrong. Emergency flashes are for when there's something wrong. But he clearly knows he's driving like an idiot. That's why he put the emergency flashes on. You know, that tells you right there, I'm going to be driving a lot slower than all the other traffic, so I better put my emergency flashes on. You know, ding, 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 ding. Do the math.
I'm passing somebody that is in the left lane with their emergency flashes on. Like an idiot. I have finer words for them, but I won't use them on the radio. But more importantly, I'll tell you why I got to go to Ann Arbor tomorrow. So I'm going to a camera store. I have a old Fuji film camera that is a medium format panoramic camera that I'm going to be selling. It takes 120 and 220 film, and it is about the coolest thing I've ever seen. Except the film is outrageously priced now, and it's expensive to develop, so it's not going to go to my collection of film cameras. It is going to get sold and rehomed, hopefully.
I know there's a lot of people that are fascinated with old film cameras and all that, but honestly, is there really any, are there a lot of people shooting with film? So the digital cameras have gotten so good, you know, and especially if you're working professional, obviously, but I suppose people that are doing, you know, more artistic stuff, but my dad was quite the photographer. I've still got his stuff, but I've not cracked any of it out in forever. None of it's particularly meaningful. His the Praktika he had when I was a kid, the one I learned on, you know, complete with the light meter and everything like that, that'll always be near and dear to me, just memories and all that, but never thought to use it. I mean, I guess I could do it just for the joy of it, right?
For sure, yeah. So there's still, like, a cult following of film shooters. There are a lot of people that shoot film. Not enough to keep the prices down of the supplies. But this thing, this camera itself is a very unique piece. And there's a camera shop that I've been talking to in Ann Arbor that they want it and are willing to pay a rather fair amount of money for it, whether it is working or not. So that's why I'm going to run out there and sell it to them. So, yeah, I shot film for a few years exclusively, but it became too much work. Like I said, the supplies got really expensive. A roll of film is over $10 now, and developing, if you don't do it yourself, is like $13-$14 a roll. So it's just a little bit too much. It's not worth it. I also have a rather high-end digital camera, so I just shoot that thing now when I take photos.
So I just turned down the Grosbeck North off 16 Mile Road, and it's a little dicey. So, I mean, again, nothing that just put on your Michigan driving hat and deal with it. But so I'll be curious what kind of camera you got. I don't want a high end, but I'm trying to find what's that sweet spot in, like, retired digitals. You know, I've always been a big fan of the Nikons, but is there an older, like a D3 or something that, you know, is a particular value now as people have moved on to, bigger and better things? I always wondered what that sweet spot is right now for a retired camera.
So I shoot Sony cameras, the mirrorless, and I have their full frame. And it's one generation old. So I have the Sony A7 III, and they have an A7 IV out. It's not their flagship, like, professional shooter, but it is top of the line. I mean, these things are stupid expensive. But I think probably one of the best cameras in the, we'll call it, retired market, yet they're still selling them brand new, I personally think is the Sony A6000. It's a crop sensor camera, but, I mean, these things shoot insane colors. Like, the Sony color palette is amazing. And with the mirrorless, you get, like, a digital display in the viewfinder that is the actual image that you're taking. So when you change your settings, like your ISO or your aperture, it changes digitally in front of your eye. They're incredible cameras.
Yeah, I don't know a lot about it. I know Sony does make a really good camera, but I know that making transition from film to digital, you know, some of the old axioms don't apply. You know, I mean, Canon and Nikon were like the big boys, and that doesn't necessarily mean that, you know, they're going to take over. I'm sure whatever Nikon's doing is great, but, and Canon as well, but it doesn't necessarily mean they're going to transfer over to the digital world and still be the reigning champ. So that's where you would think Sony would have a significant advantage, but I don't know, what are we talking, the 6,000 you're talking about, still sounds expensive to me. You know, I'm looking for a bargain. I'm looking for like a four generations old or something, you know? I don't know.
I think brand new, the A6000 is, I don't know, $600, and I think in the used market, they're like $350. So they're still pretty expensive, you know, but it's nothing compared to, you know, the full frame or even some of their new 6000 series stuff.
Well, that doesn't sound terrible. It's, you know, it sounds like one of those on the used markets getting into that comfort zone for me. I don't do enough photography. Never had. Even when I had, you know, I had film cameras my whole life because my father was an enthusiast and he taught me and all that stuff. And so I went out and got my own setup and all that. And I never cracked it out and used it, ever. And, you know, as much as I'd love to have one, I just keep thinking, well, are you going to use it? You know, probably not. You know, so that's the only thing that keeps me from doing it. That's why, you know, I gotta be pretty frugal if I do, because I just got to be realistic about how much I'm going to use something like that. So I'll probably just think about it. I don't deserve one. I don't use it enough. I don't have enough interesting things to shoot. You can only shoot so many. Look what I'm eating. I can do that with my phone.
K-E-8-R-U-H. Yeah, you know, and the hard part is these cell phone cameras are so good now that even I find myself not taking my camera places because I'm going to get such a good photo and the camera's just in my pocket. I don't have to lug around another device. So, I mean, you got to want it. You got to really want it and understand why you're spending the money and carrying it with you and using it and all that stuff. So, you know, they're great. It makes a huge difference when you're shooting something, but your cell phone takes such a good picture at this point, it kind of negates having a $600 camera.
Leave a little room in there in case we get any travelers. But yeah, that's kind of where I'm at. You know, it's like, you know, I want one because the gadgetry of it, but I don't think I'd use it enough. Give me one sec here. I'm pulling up to the drive-thru. This particular barista is quite chatty. Every time I pull up, she's strike up conversation. She asked if I wanted any breakfast. No, she said, no breakfast today? I said, no, I brought myself, pasty from Barb's, so I want to, if I eat something for breakfast, then I won't be, broke loose in the parking lot here, but won't be that hungry for lunch. She goes, oh, okay. She goes, well, I really like punchkies, and she kept going on about punchkies, and I said, no, pasty. She looked at me like she had no idea.
Well, maybe she'll try one of those now, and she'll like both of them. Who knows? Yeah, I got closer into your neck of the woods. I'm at 12 and DeQuinder right now. I just turned on to 12 West, and the roads were a little slicker over here, and even 696 in the Mound area, the roads were worse than they were anywhere else that I was at. So we'll see. I have seen a couple county salt trucks out, and the private salt companies, but they'll be hopefully in the next hour or so they'll all be getting after it and fixing all the roads.
Yeah, they're kind of bad up here in Mount Clemens. I'm up here at Grosbeck and near Cass, and the roads are pretty slippery, pretty icy, slippery. So you just gotta be aware, you know, be careful. And you pull off into I pulled off into the Starbucks here. You gotta go into the Meyer parking lot to kind of get into the Starbucks, and that was really treacherous. So yeah, it's not a good morning. Nothing insurmountable, but...
Yeah, you know, if I would have got out of the house 15 minutes earlier like I should have, I probably wouldn't have encountered half the traffic. So, shame on me, but, you know, it is what it is.
Yep, I've got a couple minutes to go here, but I'm already, I usually get in at 7:30, and I got a meeting at 8, so I'm going to run in, get my computer set up, and get onto that meeting. I was going to do it in person, but looks like it's virtual for me. I can get in and get set up on time.
Well, depending on where the other, if you're interviewed in person, so it's semi-local, everybody else is going to be with having the same struggles you are, so I don't think you have much to worry about.
Well, the thing that would have me doing it in person is, it can, if I take an alternate route, it's on my way in, so I don't have to really go out of my way. In fact, it's across the parking lot from Dakota. There's two identical buildings. It's the other one.
That makes sense.
Oh, man, did I just wussy out on a turn. I had lots of time, but I was just in Trustees Road, so that's all I need to do is start spinning because I'm turning off a gross spec and not clear this, clear the oncoming traffic in time. Whoa, what's this asshole doing? What the hell, man? Big truck, he didn't have any kind of indication of where he was going. He just pulled out in front of me on a... The road going, leading into my shop is really bad.
Yeah, I think the roads that are less traveled are the worst ones. Actually, I'm getting to 12 and 75, and it just got much worse. You'd think with the level of traffic that would be over here, it wouldn't be so bad, but that is not the case.
Yep, I'm on Little Road, a little back road that runs up into my shop, and yeah, it's pretty treacherous, so completely covered and very slippery, so. All right, well, I'm turning into my parking lot. I'm going to find myself a spot and get inside. I'm already behind, and I got to get on this meeting, so drive safe. It's pretty safe. More so, the further north I went, the worse it got. So just be aware. And I'm here. W8FU, after you.
It was good talking to you this morning, Sean. I am on Stevenson now, about a mile and a half, 2 miles from the office. So I will catch up with you soon. Safe travels throughout the day, and I will catch up with you. KE8RUH. I will be monitoring for about 5 more minutes.
W-A-E-A-P.
TFM. W-8-F-U-A-B-A-P-R.
KE8RUH.
What's happening?
Just on my way home. Thankfully, I finally out of the office. I don't know if I could have made it another 10 minutes today.
Yeah, the day was kind of a whirlwind for me. I had a lot of stuff going on. So I looked up and it was, 2:30. And then before you know it. So it went quick for me, although the last 15 was really tough, and I snuck out 5 early.
Good for you. Yeah, I snuck out about 15 minutes early. Nothing wrong with that, though. Just happy that the roads are better than this morning.
Yeah, roads are great. Wet, but I haven't detected anything at all. But yeah, this morning they were just, I think mostly this morning it was just fresh and trucks hadn't had time to get out and throw down any salt or anything, so that was all it was. And it wasn't bad in the end. Just a couple of spots were dicey. Just like I kept saying, you just have to throw on your Michigan cap and remember where you live. And everybody will be just fine. And avoid all those goofballs on the outer extremes.
It'll never happen.
No, you can definitely avoid the people on the extremes. It'll certainly happen.
What's going on, fellers? KCKU.
Sean, what do you got cooking this evening? Anything fun?
No, I don't. Trying to think here. No, not really. Kind of uneventful. My phone's blowing up here, though. It's like you got all of a sudden getting texts from like 6 different people. Good grief. No, it's going to be pretty uneventful. I'll have to settle in and see what's going on. It's a balmy 25 degrees out, so, I don't know if I want to go for a bike ride or anything, but... We'll see. Was that Tom? I couldn't tell who chimed in there because I had to tend to my phone right after I unkeyed.
Yeah, it's me, KCAKGO. I was on with the Grand Rapids yesterday, and I didn't realize that my little van can skate.
That's something that I would prefer to keep unrealized. Man, that's not good.
I missed what's unrealized. You did what?
Well, me skating over bridges in Grand Rapids, that was not a fun thing.
Okay, something about bridges in Grand Rapids, so I'm sure it's not important for me to know. I'm out of the loop. That's okay.
Johnny was just saying that he was scooting his van across bridges in Grand Rapids.
Oh, okay. Skating across bridges. All right. Well, you don't want to do that. That's dangerous. Was it worse out there? I'm guessing that everything that we get here, I guess they get times 10 is the rumor. I think there's some fact to it, though.
Sorry, guys, I got a phone call, but I was popping in there. No, I went to Grand Rapids yesterday, and going over the bridge, going from M6 down to a Byron Center, it was like 15, 20-mile-an-hour winds, and every time I hit a certain spot on the freeway, it pushed my van over one lane. It was not a fun experience.
I can only imagine it would be. Hey, Sean, at 12 and Stevenson, there is a trailer park, Red Run something. Right over there, I always pick up a bunch of interference on the Warren FBI repeater. I think there might also be like a DPW or something like that over there. Do you know anything, or has anybody ever said anything that like that to you about that area?
No, I mean, I get over there quite frequently. I'm generally not on Stevenson. I'll go by on 12 Mile Road, and I go to Hollywood Market over at Campbell, and there's a restaurant I like to go to just south of 12 on Hilton and Hilton/Campbell. I go to that Kroger's there. So I'm in that area frequently, and I can't say that I've ever noticed. When you say interference, does it sound like just like your squelch is breaking or something, or some sort of, you know, like, because on UHF, I run into that a lot. I run into it a real lot on Phil's machine, 2.5. But I keep my, all of my repeaters have, you know, call guard out. So I have my receivers are all locked down in PL, so I don't have to listen to any of that. So I might just not know about it because I've got it, you know, I've got it squelched out with call guard.
Yeah, I think it might be breaking the squelch. I'll pay more attention. I just have noticed it in the past. You have to actually be on Stevenson, whether you're going north or south, but it's, you know, right there that you're always, well, I'm always getting something. It's just I've noticed it a few times and figured I'd see if it was a known issue.
Well, like I said, I don't know anything about it, so I guess next time I'm over that way, which might be this afternoon, I'll try to take my receiver out of PL and see if I notice anything. But I never run around without my PL on receive, so there's probably a lot I don't know about because that stuff annoys me. Anyhow, Tom?
Well, since I don't have PL on my receiving side and I'm on Warren right now, I can drive by there. I see head in that direction.
Yeah, it's never created an issue. It's just, like you're saying, Sean, it's annoying, so I was just curious.
If the repeater's up, you know, is it unaffected? Because that's what I notice with the stuff I hear on Phil's. And the only reason I may hear that stuff on Phil's and not, you know, 2.5 and not on 2.6 is because I don't run around with Phil's and PL. I don't know if Phil's transmitting PL or not. I never bothered to check. But I don't, so therefore I'm going to hear anything. But I always remember thinking to myself, you know, 2.5 gets interference all over the place, especially out toward Waterford where the repeater is. Of course, that's where I'm listening to it, so that makes sense. And, you know, and I was thinking, I never hear that on 2.6, but, you know, then it occurred to me, yeah, of course I wouldn't. So, whatever. I'll give a listen next time I go by, and I wouldn't make a special trip, Tom, but if you're right there anyhow, just see what you hear. Because there is always the chance that it's your specific radio. I got a radio. I got a Yaesu FTM 400. And if I have, if I'm monitoring the Detroit GMRS repeater in the second receiver, while I have the 2.6 in the first receiver, I'll get a continuous like S3 noise, you know, just static, and which is really annoying. But I can go any other frequency, and it's a product, you know, somehow that some sort of oscillator or something in the radio that when those two are selected just happens to make a problem. But since it's so area specific, you know, it still could be radio related because your radio could have an IF or something like that that's, you know, or something, an oscillator or something going on where it affects your radio but not another. But chances are it's just legitimate on-frequency crap that you're just not squelching out. That'd be my bet.
Very well could be. You know, maybe I'll throw HT in the car tomorrow and have it tuned in. Or no, I'm not. I don't go into Monday. On Monday, I'll have another radio turned on, see if it does it on another radio.
Well, let's see here. All right. Well, when it comes back around, you might want to, I probably got enough time. I've got to stop 1 mile from where I'm at right now at the pharmacy. But have you got the FTM-100 up and running? And if you are, where are you using it?
I have not. It's going to go in the garage, but it has been so cold that I have not done anything with it. I powered it on the other day. It works fine. The cable to the microphone is pretty gnarled up, but I think it'll still work, so I should be good with that. But, yeah, it's just been so cold, and I've just been letting stuff pile up on my workbench in the garage that I have not put it, have not got it going or hooked it up to an antenna.
All right, yeah, no, it should be a good one. I know it was working. So if that microphone, I don't think there's any other microphone, so. But, yeah, Yaesu mic cords give me fits. They all seem to deteriorate after a time. I never noticed that with Kenwood or Icom, but Yaesu mics are, I don't know what it is, the rubber they use or something, but they get funky. Tom, go ahead and make one. I got probably one more go-round before I get where I'm going.
I have an Aleco, and my cord is wonderful. I got a good price on it, so that's why I want my Aleco Plus with a big screen. I can see it.
Seeing it is very important. Yeah, once I get it up and running, I think I'll be happy I have it. I also... It was funny because after I got that from you, then I started thinking about getting that node that with that clear zero node, and I was like, well, if I get that, I might not need to run that radio, but it's never bad to have an extra mobile radio sitting around, so it'll be good. Over to you, Sean.
Yeah, and that's the one mode fusion that... I find, Fusion and VMR, I find useful, handy, whatever, with a hotspot. So you'll have use for it one way or the other. Anywho, I'm just pulling up here. I got to deal with some scripts. I'm going to do the drive-through, so I'll be here. No, I guess I'm not. This every effing time I come up to this place. The drive-thru's down for some stupid reason, so I got to go park and go in and stand in line. Every time. These people drive me nuts. All right, I'm going in. Catch you in a bit.
Talk to you soon, Sean. KE8RUH. Tom, I'm going to bow out for a moment. I got to take a phone call here. We'll talk to you soon.
I'll be here. All I'm doing is driving through the ghetto.
Well, that was quick for a change.
Must not have been Walmart.
This was Walgreens. We were a long time Rite Aid pharmacy people. I mean, we knew everybody first name basis and even outside of the pharmacy in some cases. And they knew us and they knew all about our scripts and stuff. It was very personal compared to this place. There's always something wrong. It's way too busy. It's way too crowded. It's very impersonal. It's like every time you deal with them, it's like you've never dealt with them before. I don't know. I'd like to find a smaller pharmacy to deal with. Problem is my insurance will only do 90 days if I go to Walgreens. I'm going to have to research that because I get a significant savings on my prescriptions. If I order them 90 days, I get 1 month free.
Can you guys do Express Scripts? you do that, but the only problem was that it took me a couple days to get what I needed, and by that time I was run out. So I moved everything over to Walmart over there on Hall Road. They've been phenomenal.
I was going to Meijer for a while, and I like them better than Walgreens, but they weren't great, but they were bad, and they're real close to my house, and I'd go there, but I got to check with my insurance and see which one will let me do 90, at least for the expensive scripts. I got a couple that are like $25. That's the most I pay for anything, is $25 for a certain formulary brand name things, and I've got like one. So if I just got that one from Walgreens, then I could get the 90-day supply for 60 days pay. My wife, on the other hand, got a few that hit that $25, so it's always nice to spend 50 and get 90, get $75 worth of coverage. I'm just going to have to sit down and calculate it all out.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I have some of them that I can get 90 days on. But I think the asthma medication, it's maintenance medication, and with Express Scripts, that's covered. Where my wife says, you know, some of the stuff for her seizures and everything else like that, I pay probably 50 to 75 on those. But now some of them are covered, and I don't pay more than $10. So luckily the prescriptions have gone down, because she's got a lot of them.
Yeah, this one here is my wife's. It's an inhaler called Buterol or something like that. And it's $25 a month, whatever her script is. And so it cost me $50 to get her 3 months worth. Problem is she uses it more than, you know, the script calls for, so she always runs out and she's desperate. Well, I told her, I said, you got to get to the doctor and either get it changed or get the prescription up or something. You know, cause, so this, you know, using it up ahead of schedule and then being out of it is no good. But she won't go to the doctor. It's like, oh man. You deal with it when they're toddlers, and then you deal with it when they're stubborn and old.
Yeah, if she's using it that much, then she needs something else. I mean, I have the inhaler also, but I only use it as needed. But I also have the nebulizer, which recently, because of the weather changes, I use that every morning. And then that settles me down during the day, and then I got Spreva and Advair, which are both, one's for COPD and the other one is for asthma. And I haven't touched my emergency inhaler for quite a while.
She used to get Combivent. I haven't seen that in the house in forever, so I have no idea. Oh, man. Do I need to shovel before I... Oh, man. Do we get any more snow coming?
I hope not. I got to go to Midland tomorrow.
All right. Well, I think I'm going to park in the street and do some shoveling before I go in. Anywho... Well, I should probably park the other way. All right, I'm going to get out of here. I'll be back later on WAFU.
Hey, Sean, don't leave yet, KZAZ. Oops, I doubled. I apologize. Hey, Sean, don't leave yet, KZAZ.
I didn't leave. Just hold on. Okay, what's up?
First of all, don't you dare put tire tracks in that snow on your driveway. You know better than that. Everybody listening right now is going, oh, dang, don't put tire tracks. No, I wanted to see if you're going to work tomorrow morning and if you wanted to meet for breakfast someplace, and we could do the money swap for the watt meter.
Yeah, I plan on it unless I get a case of the Fridays. I'm going in. So that sounds good. We could do that.
Why don't you do the drive, see what tomorrow looks like for you, and text me. And let me know if you think you're going to drive into the office or if you're going to someplace else. That'll determine, I guess, what time we meet. Maybe there's a spot somewhere in between, but I don't mind coming your way because you're heading to work. So go do the drive and kind of TBD. We'll play it by ear.
Okay. Yeah, we'll either talk later or talk in the morning or something like that. But I've had it with me every day, so I just figured something happened, we'd connect. So, all right, we'll make some plans. What time do you normally get up, I guess before I jump out of here, what time do you normally get up and start, you know, start the day?
I'm normally not up until like 7, so I could be out of here by, let's say, 8, meet someplace by 8:30, 9.
All right, yeah, I'm usually in the shop by 7:30, so I'll go in first and then we'll just plan it from there. Easier for me to go in, get things kind of cooking, and then slip out than it is to do that. So that works out really good anyhow. So, okay, real good. We'll talk. All right, I'm sitting here like an idiot in the street. All my neighbors will look at me funny. W8FU.
Okay, cool. Thanks, Sean. No, they're just looking at you like it's normal. Okay, see you. KZ83.
I'm at 12 in the Quinder, no static yet, so I'll zip over to Stevenson and I'll just DM you on Facebook. KZ. KZAKJO Mobile. There we go. Got it.
NAKPP. Mobile.
Well, so am I, KCKJO.
Yeah, but my mobile's a lot less than your mobile. I gotta go about 4 miles. What up, young man?
Meatball and Stevenson, Rochester, something like that, blah, blah, blah. I was driving by 12 in Stevenson because there was some static on Warren. So I did by there, and yeah, I got hit a couple times. It was like a and then it was gone. So don't know what that's all about.
I'm sorry. What'd you say? Something about... I say it again.
On the radio earlier with Anthony mentioned to Sean about the Warren repeater having some type of static across it right around 12 in Stevenson, and I was driving this way. I said, I'll stop by and see if it does it to me, and lo and behold, as soon as I turned on to Stevenson from 12 mile westbound, got just north of that area, and got some static across the radio, you know, because I don't have tone squelch on receive, just on transmit.
Oh, did he turn on the digital part, I wonder? That might be some of it. Or was it actually static?
It's going to be static. You know, like turning down your squelch, turning it back up, turning it down, turning it back up kind of thing. That's what it sounded like to me.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, because I know that, you know, there's a digital aspect to that, but it's been turned off for a while. And, I was trying to get him to turn it back on, but of course, then we got hit with stupid cold and snow and everything else like that. So, lots of reasons. Anyways, changing the subject, Fat Ned is tonight. You want to hop in and say hi?
Yeah, that's kind of why I'm hanging around over here. But no, by the time I get home, it's really hard to hit Mac Repeater, you know, in Memphis. kind of like got to put on a tinfoil hat, stretch out my left arm and swivel around a couple times to get hit the repeater.
Yeah, I got it. And that repeater's not an all-star or anything of that nature either, so kind of a one-man show with that repeater.
Exactly. But I'm going to try to be on there. If not, I mean, I don't think there's a Zoom meeting, so I'll just try to jump on when I can. It's at 7 o'clock. I got the text from Dave.
Okay, that's good. All right. Other than that, nothing else really going on, so all is good. Marching forward with the amateur class. I guess I'm going to do the electronics part of that, ham class. And what else was there? Oh, on the 8th, you know about the simplex test. I'm going to do it around here. So, I mean, it's like the east side of the county is still part of the county. So I'm thinking that we, boy, that guy's got a lot of salt in his driveway. Together we could do like either the Corwell or the St. John's facility over here on the east side.
Is that a Saturday?
Yeah, like from 8 to 1. I don't think it's going to last that long, to be honest with you. I don't think it has to last that long. Basically, you have to see what we can do without you know, the use of repeaters. So, and I'm pretty sure the control panel is going to be a repeater, you know, but the actual testing is going to be all simplex. And I'm pretty sure that that's, for our part, that's not going to do well.
I'll pencil it in my book. Is that on UHF, though, isn't it? Or is it DHF simplex?
UHF for the control channel, VHF for the test.
Maybe I'll just, if you're going to do county line in 26, then maybe I'll just zip down there and see how you do it before jumping right into the water.
That's okay. It's going to make two of us to see how you do it. I'm basically going to put a VHF gain antenna in the car, and I only have one VHF mobile radio. I forget what it was. It's one of those that you put the open GD77 radio in it. But it is a mobile radio, and it's about 40 or 50 watts. So it'll have a fair amount of power. But it is an amateur-grade radio.
Well, the Kenwood I gave to Mike at the meeting, so that one's out. The only one I got is my Alico here on the dash. Of course, I just got the mag mount on it. You know, so I can just drive my van in there unless we're doing it indoors. But, you know, we'll learn together, I guess.
No, it's all going to be outdoors. We don't have credentials yet to get in or buy in yet. We've got a little ways to go to get back. So it'll all be outdoors in the parking lot. I mean, security's going to be aware of it and everything else like that. So maybe we can just use Zero Lingo.
Because besides that, I just got some Vertex standard HTs, and then of course I got it's somewhere in here, an Alico HT dual bander in here somewhere.
I think your Alico will be fine. Morning. You can drive your work car on Saturday, right?
Yeah, all I got to do is tell my boss, hey, I got a project I got to do, or I got something I got to do. I need to take my van because it's in there. And, because it's hardwired into the van, I can't just walk around with it. So, yeah, I'll talk with them. Shouldn't be an issue. It's right down the street.
Yeah, let me know. We got 6 weeks. We'll figure it out.
And I'm thinking that I might be on call that week, so, yeah. So I would need to take my van.
Okay. Sorry, I'm going to let you go. I'm at home in the driveway, and the dogs are barking their heads off because they've been home all day, so I got to go take care of those little critters, and I will chat with you later. KPA, KGO, NA, KPP. Going, bye-bye.
NA, KPP, 73, KGO, and I'm mobile and monitoring still. Yo. Dakota, are you out there? KGL Mobile.
All right, let's give it a whirl. I didn't key up. Got tone squelch, no carrier, no PL on receive. Just set the squelch just above threshold, and I'm at 12 in the Stevenson. Let's give it a go.
Yeah, I got a little bit when I passed by there earlier. Just north of 12 mile, you get a little bit of static in there.
Yep, little something going on right in front of the, right, pretty much parallel with the trailer park. Oh, Jax is open. Cool. And they just hit me up for a, they just renewed my monthly. I guess I should probably go through. Damn it. Now I'm on the wrong side of the street to do that.
You found it too, like right there in front of that trailer park, right by that one building right there.
Yeah, who knows? A lot of these automatic door openers that scan for, you know, people and then they open automatically, they throw carriers on UHF. You know, they're very, very low, you know, very proximity oriented. I've always attributed to that, and they just randomly pop up all over.
Yeah, it doesn't stick around for very long. When I'm going up 696 West, and I get right there around 75, I get a little bit of static, and then it just disappears. But then it's right there at 12 and Stevenson. It hits pretty hard, but it's momentary. It's not annoying. It's just there.
At ADDF.
Dakota.
You hadn't home, he's still on call.
I'm gonna pass by 12 and Stevenson for Sean. And then I heard you call early, but I was on the phone when I was going to Romeo, so I'm about 3 minutes from the house now.
Gotcha. Yeah, it's all right. My buddy called me shortly after, so I got to catch up with him. Sean, you getting better?
Somewhere over by the Warren Tower, I wonder if he went to Jack's real quick.
Oh, that's right. He said it did auto-renew his subscription.
I'm signing down my street to my parking spot. Have safe travel there. 7300 final. KCKJO.
Yes, sir. Have a good night. Glad you made it home safely. I'm about 11 minutes out, so maybe I'll catch you tomorrow at 8 p.m.
Tomorrow is Midland most of the day. I'm going to get this KKKG real quick.
Okay, car wash done. Brand Skippy New Jack.
Got to make use of that subscription.
Yeah, I may keep it if this new one is right. It's a lot more convenient. The closest one to me was at 13 and Mound, and it just wasn't real convenient because Mound's just a pain in the rump. But this one's real convenient, and I'm always near it. So maybe I'll keep it. But I mean, it certainly is nice every time you got a little poo-poo on the car. You can run it through. You don't have to give it a second thought. Anywho,
most of keeping a car clean, too, is just the upkeep. So if you're going a couple times a week, that stuff doesn't build up, and it always looks all right, even if it is just a little hack and whack.
Yuppers. All right, I am, that wasn't where I was going. I just didn't realize that that new one was open yet. But I am where I'm going now. Let's see, I think. I know it's right here somewhere. There it is. There's where I'm going. So I got to carry out the pickup. Oh, damn it. Arsehole took my spot. Now I got to find a different spot. Good grief. These people don't know how to park. Holy crap, do these people not know how to park.
Well, real quick, are you around tomorrow? I'll bring the metal detector.
I will be, I think, but call or text or something first. Anyhow, I got to jump out here and grab my stuff. I'll be back in a minute.
Any GPS to anybody?
KV8URV, this is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Bravo Delta Tango, you are there. KE8URV, this is KF8BDT, KFABDT. KF8BDT, we're clear.
Man, about ready to dump on weed again. I don't know why I'm coming across as so anti-marijuana.
You're not anti, you're just not about it. There's nothing wrong with that. I was like that for a real long time.
Yeah, I don't even care, but it's just like I went to this restaurant to pick up my food, and somebody has either been smoking or there's a dispensary somewhere nearby or something, and it's just permeating the place. And let's face it, if you're not into it, it stinks. And I'm thinking, oh, my God, thank God I don't got to eat here.
Well, wait a minute. Did you get Thai food?
No. Why? Does Thai food smell like that?
First, weed does stink, yeah, especially if you're not into it. I don't really do the flower stuff anymore. I just do the pen. But, yeah, we used to get Yum Yum Thai in Romeo, which unfortunately closed down. I freaking love that place. But I would always get the Pad Thai, which was like a brown sauce, wide rice noodle with, like, chicken, sprouts, you know, eggs, the usual Thai thing. And I was convinced that they put, like, either the cook was smoking or they put something in it, because it literally smelled just like weed.
Well, it must have been unique to that place, because I do a lot of Thai food, and I've had a lot of different restaurants. I've never associated that. Now, I don't know, maybe your Thai basil, maybe that gives you that kind of a vibe. I don't know. I don't get that at all. The only thing, you know, it's, a lot of people say skunk, and it does have a lot of the qualities of a skunk scent. But it ain't quite the same. Skunk's got a next level kind of gag reflex kind of. I don't get a gag reflex like I. Skunk will make me just absolutely gag. Whereas weed, I don't like it. It reminds me a lot of skunk, but it's definitely not skunk. But it's, I can see the similarity.
That's why they call it skunky weed. I've been up close and personal with a skunk that I dispatched that sprayed, and by the time I got close enough to realize what had happened, because the first one I took care of didn't do that, when I got up to this one, it literally took my breath away. Like, I ran away gasping for fresh air because it was so pungent and strong. Roadkill skunk doesn't bother me. I smell it, I'm like, that's a skunk, but like, if you're close enough or you get sprayed, oh, my God, I can't think of anything worse. But, see you at dinner. I just got home, a late day. Enjoy yours. I don't know if you're around tomorrow, but like I said, I'll put it in my truck, and I'll shoot you a text in the morning. Maybe we'll hook up. I'll be clear after yours. Enjoy your dinner. Careful driving.
Okay, yeah, no, it's when the dogs get hit and they come in the house, it's like, oh, Jesus, if they sneak past it. But real quick, I got to meet with Dave, KZ8Z, at some point, and I've also got some biz kind of out 59 west a ways, so I've got some stuff going on. I'll be out that way. I think you're thinking more lunchy. We'll play it by ear. If I, you know, if in the morning we're passing by or something like that, we'll figure it out. But I hope you tell me tales of finding it, but I guess if you didn't, you didn't. All right, I'll catch you later. Enjoy your dinner, and talk to you tomorrow. W8FU. Yeah, we'll keep in touch. I've been keeping it in my laundry room because I don't want it outside. I don't know where you store the thing, but I'm like, it's not mine. I'm going to take extra good care of it, so I haven't wanted it in the truck either, sitting in the freezing cold. So I'll throw it in there tomorrow. We'll touch base, and we'll see if we can make it happen. If not, I'll get it to you one way or another. All right, Sean, have a good night. N8DBF. All right, Dakota, catch you later. W8FU.
This is KG2BN1.
Well, station calling, was it KA2 something other? Sorry, I didn't quite catch the call. Call is K8BB, name is Don.
Last station, this is KG2BNY. Name is Devin.
Okay, caught Devin. Didn't quite catch the call. I had to turn the volume up here. Just in the car, heading home. On the freeway, and it is cold out here, but the freeway is all nice and dry. So, audio is a little light. Not sure if you can bring that up a little bit, but I turned the volume up enough to be able to hear, I think.
West station, if you can hear me, it is 100% my antenna placement. It is not in the best spot it could be, and I'm not transmitting at very high power. So I'd have to go into some of my settings and change that up. The call sign was KE2BNY.
Okay, I think you said KE2BNY. Actually, you're getting into the repeater quite well. Your signal is strong. There's not, it's not full quieting, but it's darn close to full quieting. So whatever compromised antenna you're using, the repeater is picking it up quite well. Just sounds like the audio level is on the low side. But are you traveling in town, or are you on one of the remote links? There's several repeaters linked up here, although it sounds like you're getting into the Warren repeater on 442.6. The courtesy tone is a K, and I think that means that you're getting into the RF side of this, so which would mean you're local. I'm in Troy right now, heading toward Pontiac.
I'm actually in Warren at 11 in Shaner area. I am right off of 696, so I'm probably relatively close to this repeater. I'm only transmitting at 5 watts, but my antenna is not even outside. It is somewhat underground, and it's just a military, it's kind of a shortened width antenna. Seems to be working okay.
Oh yeah, you're in the Central Warren, and the repeater's in Central Warren. So yeah, you're you're doing quite well. 5 watts is obviously making its way in to the system pretty good. What brings you in town, if you don't mind my asking?
I forgot to touch on that part. I actually live here. I'm local, so I'm using a Motorola mobile as a kind of a makeshift base station. I haven't invested in any kind of base station. I kind of like to keep things mobile if I can. So it's just a Motorola XTR 5550. It seems to be doing what it's supposed to.
Oh, very good. Yeah, Motorola is a good rig. Yeah, so probably somewhere in a menu is an audio level adjustment. I don't know if they're in a scale of 1 to 10 or if they have a percentage or it's just, you know, low, medium, high or something. If when you have the opportunity to dig around menus, I'm sure that could be bumped up some. It would help out. If your signal was not so clear into the repeater, it would be hard to pull out your audio from any bacon fry static or anything like that. But since you're so clear into the repeater, it's able to copy it.
I really appreciate the feedback. I think it's something. I think you're right. It's something I will have to mess with in the settings. So I'll have to pull up CPS and see what I can tweak, and maybe I can get some better audio quality.
Well, I will preface my opinion with the fact that I tend to be a fuss budget when it comes to the other guy's audio. So don't take it personal. Very rarely am I happy with the other guy's audio. So, but yeah, it's perfectly copyable because you're so clear into the repeater. But anyway, surprised that the roads are as good as they are. My mom lives in Centerline, which is right in the middle of Warren, of course, and I was just over there this afternoon helping out with a few things and heading back home. And when I was heading over there at 4 o'clock, 4:30, it was snowing to beat the band and everything was yucky, and now it's clear and dry on the same stretch of freeway. I'm surprised that it changed so quickly. In just a few hours, it got all cleared up.
I'm starting to lose you a little bit. I could understand what you were saying, but it is getting pretty staticky. Again, I blame not you. I blame my antenna placement. I was on the roads a little earlier, probably 3 or 4 hours ago, over in Troy, actually. And man, the snow was coming down like crazy. It was pretty gnarly.
Yeah, I had appointments today in Pontiac and in Waterford, and it was snowing like crazy. And the time I was out today, it probably snowed an inch and a half, 2 inches. You know, clear off the car, go somewhere. Clear off the car, go somewhere. And then this afternoon, it lightened up. The thing in the car says it's 21 degrees. I didn't think it was supposed to be all that cold tonight, but it looks clear out right now. So usually, when it's clear out, it gets a lot colder at night. So I don't know. I thought it was supposed to warm up. Maybe I missed that.
I think it's safe to assume their version of warming up is not being close to 0 degrees for 2 days straight. it was pretty chilly the last couple of days. I will say it was a pretty noticeable difference today when I stepped outside.
Yeah, it's winter. What can you say? But yeah, it was really cold a couple nights ago. It was not only was it cold, but it was super windy. You know, so the windshield, they said, was like 20 below zero or something. So it's hard to keep the house warm at that point. It's like, well, depending on where you stand, there's just a cold breeze coming through, leaking around the window or whatever. And we'll warm up into the 20s, and maybe hit 30. It'll be balmy.
Yeah, I haven't checked the forecast for the rest of the week. I would be lying if I said I didn't miss this. If I didn't miss this weather a little bit, I've been in Germany for about the past 3 years. So I'm back, and I'm kind of back into the, you know, the weather, and part of me missed it. You know, it was just kind of a beauty to it in a way. I don't know. It's cold, but it's fun to an extent.
Yeah, well, welcome back home. Yeah, I know that there's a lot of people that like wintertime sports, you know, skiing and snowmobiling and, you know, various things like that, and I've never been that person. I've been the person that likes to sit by the fireplace and watch the snow through the window. Unfortunately, I don't get the, I don't get all the enjoyment out of the wintertime sports, so that part of the winter is kind of lost on me, but it is pretty. I like to look out the window and see the birds and the snow and all that, but as far as enjoyment goes, I'm ready for spring the minute it gets here. What were you doing in Germany, if you don't mind asking? Was it in the military or on assignment for work?
I was active Army stationed over there, and I finished up my time, so I get to be back to the place I loved. Picked up a job in Troy, and everything seems to be, you know, some level of normalcy back in the States. I kind of get to, you know, I kind of get to have that now, which is nice, and I also get to do more hobby-oriented things, this being one of them. So, yeah, it's good to be back here. I took Michigan for granted, and I don't intend on doing that anytime soon.
Oh, well, good. Well, thank you for your service, and, yeah, welcome back. Yeah, Michigan's a good place. I've lived here most of my life. Every now and then I think, well, the grass is always greener somewhere else. But, yeah, you know, so we have, you know, we have four nice seasons and we have beautiful summers. And, you know, yeah, we have mosquitoes and tornadoes. Other places have, you know, no snow, but they have, you know, scorpions and fire ants. And other places have, you know, landslides and wildfires. So there's just no paradise. But, well, welcome back. I am going to jump out of here. I am just about home. I'm getting off the freeway here and getting up Woodward and going to make a quick phone call before I get home to make sure I don't have to make any stops on the way home. But nice to make your acquaintance. And, yeah, if you listen to this repeater is pretty active, especially morning and evening drive time, or morning and afternoon drive times. And then it's linked up to a handful of other repeaters in the area. So if you're in northern Macomb County or up near Flint or if you're in Warren, or out in West Bloomfield, you know, there's a number of repeaters linked all together. So I'm sure we'll hear you on again. But anyhow, KE2BMY from KE8BB.
It was nice talking to you. I appreciate your, I'll have to check out those settings for sure. And, you know, thanks for, yeah, it was fun. I don't get on here and talk too much. I do a lot of scanning. I think I recognize your voice. I think I've heard you a couple times. I scan between a few different repeaters I know are in this area. I just have them programmed into the radio. The radio's always checking them. Yeah, I decided to break silence, and yeah, it was fun. I'm glad I got to talk to you. Hope you have a good rest of your night. Take care of yourself. This is KE2BNY.
You are, you stand about